May 14th, 2023. First things, you approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Minutes of May 7th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Mr. President, I have one letter, and it's from the Cape and Lupin Senior Center thanking council for their donation. That is all.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay, now it's time for public comment. Mr. Guy, lined up. Public comments, the time of the public has 3 minutes to council about something we have some interest in or control of. Green light, you start, and then amber light, you got a minute to go, and green light, you are your time's up. Paul Rieger. Button there by the bottom of the microphone. Bottom of the microphone. There you go. You're good.
Never seen that one. Good afternoon. Paul Rieger, Box 681, Georgetown, Delaware. Is what I'm still on, and we're into May. Missed the last meeting. With the reappointments to appointments for zoning coming up. The one that is coming up is the one that's currently in District 4, which is Mr. Riley's, I believe, Council District 5's original point, which no longer is in District 5. Is also, too, is with the internet and looking at the different boards again, you also have for 5, you don't even have a Board of Adjustment member that lives in that district. Represented the people in that. And with District 5 running Georgetown, Millsboro, I believe parts of Milton, south almost to Lewis, Five Points, all that in that vast area, there should be somebody qualified that lives in that district to be on Board of Adjustment and Planning and Zoning. It's one of those things that should be done. You can't tell me that there's nobody qualified that maybe sits currently on one of those incorporated sections, planning and zoning, because I believe you can put an incorporated, you'll have an open slot where you can put one that's in from the incorporated section. So you can graduate somebody who's done in one of the towns into it and move them up for the experience, or you can get other people that are educated and understand planning and zoning and Board of Adjustment, at least understand the codes for what can go on process and everything else like that. It just seems with friends of friends for different boards and appointments, it doesn't seem to be as knowledgeable. With that coming through, this years ago, Bartlett came up and with planning and zoning, there was a digital application that you even had online for asking for people to apply for planning and Board of Adjustment appointments, where the public had a chance to upload it, and it never was pursued. In the month of May, I believe Mr. Riley, if he's going to want, is going to respect to reappoint Ms. Wingate. It says supposed to do it this month. Mr. Lawson know whether he's going to reappoint her or not by the end of May, coming in for your vote. So I'm just trying to be here earlier to do it. If Mr. Lawson can have it put up on the website, the internet, that Council District 5 may be looking for the zoning member. I don't know, Board Adjustment is still has to go till next year unless you ask him if he still wants to serve. But it's the voters who vote. They want a person in their district. We had this problem years ago, and it was a cat fight. There was things that happened but it should be done simple and all the politics removed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Operator, check online, please, for anybody for public comment.
At time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson, your report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item for today's County Administrator's Report. Item one, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheets, following projects have received substantial completion. Mitchell Center, Swanedale Farm, Phase 2, Commercial Building Entrance Road, Sewer Only, effective May 1st, and Spring Lake Condominiums, effective May 7th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Word, Mr. Medlars is not here. Oh, we got somebody else coming up. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Council. Filling in for our still injured retired county engineer, Hans Medlars. Just on one item. But the item that he had prepared for this afternoon is the bulk delivery of polymer. And just a little background, the polymer is a chemical that's used at our wastewater treatment plants in the sludge dewatering process. And what it does is it helps improve solids, coagulation, and better separation of the solids from the liquids. So in the past, we've had multiple year contracts that have addressed the delivery of polymer. And what we found recently is market price fluctuations have driven us to move to more of an annual contract for delivery of the product. So that's what we've done. The RFP was developed and advertised in January to cover the delivery of the polymer to both inland bays and south coastal wastewater treatment plants. In addition to bid price for the product, the RFP required interested vendors to also perform laboratory tests on actual county sludge product. And this helped determine the best suited polymer application. In response to the RFP, a total of six bids were received on February 26, I believe. So based on the bid prices and results of the field testing that was performed, a scoring matrix, which is attached to your memo, was developed to summarize the cost per ton to treat dry sludge, as well as the polymer product usage per dry ton. This is a Hans matrix that was developed there. The results of the scoring indicates that Polyutex, that's one of the names of the vendors, their bid for our South Coastal treatment plant, and Watertex, that's another bidder, their bid for inland bays respectively represent the lowest product price in consideration of the least amount of dry ton of sludge. Therefore, the engineering department recommends the first contract year of delivery of polymer to both wastewater treatment plants be awarded to these two vendors per the bid unit price submitted.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Any question on the sludge dewatering process? Didn't think so. Just checking. Interesting topic. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the first contract year alternative bid item for Sussex County Project M2421 bulk delivery of polymer to South Coastal Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility be awarded to Polytech Inc. at the bid amount of $18.81 per gallon. I'm going to have two separate motions, but that's the one for the award to South Coastal.
Okay. Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We should carry your next motion, sir.
All right. Second motion, be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the first contract year bid item two for Sussex County Project M2411 bulk delivery of polymer to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility be awarded to Watertech Inc. at the bid amount of $14.94 per gallon.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aye, we have motion carried. You're still up.
Still up. Second item for me this afternoon, our paramedic station 103. We've got change order number one that's filing on the docket. The project's currently under construction, as we all know, down in Millsboro. The memo provided outlines basically the chronology of events leading up to project award. The official start of construction was on the 20th of February, and we've been tracking a number of items over the last month or so that are tied to essentially project scope changes. Some are related to owner direction, some are related to contractor requests, and others are just due to changed field conditions. So there's a total of seven items in the change order. They're listed in the memo with a scope description, as well as clarification as to whether they represent a credit or an additional charge to the contract. The final tabulation of the seven items comes to a overall credit of $1,946 to the contract. And based on our review, we are recommending council approve the change order as submitted.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Riley, second on motion, Mr. Riley. It's a good thing. I'm glad you're with me here. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We have motion carried. Next.
Okay, third item for me, which also has multiple motions tied to it. We have three different professional service contracts on the docket, and they're all set to expire at the end of June. The three represent miscellaneous engineering, land survey and mapping services, and geotechnical engineering. So as probably everybody knows, we've maintained all three contracts over the years. The goal is to assist with the planning, analysis, design, and construction administration of various infrastructure improvement projects that the engineering department embarks on. So overall, the contracts have been very successful to provide us with necessarily disciplined expertise to support our projects. All three service contracts, professional service contracts, were advertised on March 4th with a formal request for proposal. A selection committee was formed for the three different service contracts to review and evaluate all consultant proposal submissions. The RFPs did have defined valuation criteria consisting of a varying percentage weight for factors including experience and reputation, expertise, capacity to meet requirements, firm location, demonstrated ability, and familiarity with public works. These are all important aspects. April 5th was established as the deadline for submissions of all three contracts. So the first one is engineering services. We had a total of 14 submissions from interested consulting firms in response to the RFP. The selection committee members reviewed all submissions, completed the evaluation, and scored and ranked the firms. And at this point, based on our anticipated workload, the selection committee is recommending that a total of four firms be retained for the next five-year contract cycle. The highest scoring firms in order of final ranking are Davis, Brown, and Friedel, George, Miles, and Buer, Johnson, Miramon, and Thompson, and Arcadius US. So based on final review and valuation ranking, the selection committee recommends that council authorize the engineering department to negotiate and execute five-year professional service contracts with these four ranking firms. In conjunction with guidance provided by the finance department, award of individual assignments performed under the contract will be brought to council if they exceed $250,000 per task. So let me do the three motions at the end. So let me go into the second contract, land survey and mapping services. We had a total of five firms submit proposals in response to the RFP. Again, the committee members reviewed the submissions, completed the evaluations, and we're recommending at this point that two firms be retained for this five-year contract. The highest two scoring firms for land survey and mapping were Davis, Brown, and Friedel, and Greenman Peterson, Inc. So based on the final evaluation and scoring, we're recommending that council authorize the engineering department to negotiate and execute five-year contract services with a combined annual contract cost not to exceed $100,000 for that contract. The third and final is our geotechnical services. We had three firms submit proposals for this RFP, and at this point, based on past workload and anticipated future workload, we are recommending that a single firm be retained for that five-year contract. The highest ranking firm of the three evaluated was Verdantis LLC, and at this point, we're recommending the council authorize us to negotiate a contract with the highest ranking firm with an annual contract cost not to exceed $100,000. So I'm ready for my three motions.
Okay, get started.
If you're ready. All right, let me find them here. Motion one is that be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Consultant Selection Committee that Sussex County Council approves the selection of Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, George, Miles, and Buer, Johnson, Miramon, and Thompson, and Arcadis US to provide miscellaneous professional service with individual task orders not exceeding $250,000 without specific council approval, and to negotiate base service agreement for a five-year period effective July 1st, 2024, and ending on June 30th, 2029.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Next.
Second motion for the professional service contracts. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Consultant Selection Committee that Sussex County Council approves the selection of Davis, Bowen, and Friedel and Greenman Peterson, Inc. to provide on-call land survey and mapping services as needed and to negotiate a professional service agreement for a five-year period with an annual cost not to exceed $100,000.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Next.
Final motion, be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Consultant Selection Committee that Sussex County Council approves the selection of Verdantis LLC to provide on-call geotechnical engineering services as needed and to negotiate professional services agreement for a five-year period with an annual cost not to exceed $100,000.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Now we've got general labor and equipment contract.
Last one on the docket for me. So most of you probably know the general labor and equipment contract was originally set up in 2016 and basically assists both the engineering department and environmental services with construction support for capital projects, infrastructure repair and upgrade, and perhaps most importantly, emergency response situations. The contract offers a very important contracting support function, and the reality is it's been very successful for us over the years. Three separate GL&E contracts have been awarded during this time frame. The current one, which is our FY22, is set to expire at the end of June. Therefore, we've advertised the contract again on April 2nd, using the same time performance of 1 year with two possible one-year extensions based on contractor performance. So similar to past RFPs, this one incorporated a best value scoring approach. The three factors that we're looking for from the vendors are unit bid pricing, staff qualifications, and equipment and labor availability. We also incorporated an equipment and personnel test mobilization requirement in the evaluation process. We had a mandatory pre-bid meeting on the 11th of April. We had two firms attend, Adel Construction and George & Lynch, Inc. Both firms completed the test mobilization successfully following the pre-bid. So May 1st, we took bids from the same two contractors, so a total of two bids. Following a review and evaluation of the bids by the selection committee, it was determined that George & Lynch submitted the most responsive and highest scoring bid based on anticipated support needs over the contract performance period. The engineering department recommends retaining and awarding a single firm on this contract. Therefore, it's recommended council award the FY25 GL&E contract to George & Lynch in the amount of $4,949,784 and authorize the engineering department to initiate a negotiation of a base services contract.
Motion.
So the motion, same thing, be it moved based upon a recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the total bid for contract 2501 FY25 general labor and equipment contract be awarded to George & Lynch, Inc. of Dover, Delaware in the amount of $4,949,784.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All we have motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Council.
Mr. Ashman.
Councilman Hudson said he didn't want to spend.
Did anybody know?
he's too tight to make a motion.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I have two items for your consideration today, both of them being permission to prepare and post notices for public hearings. The first one is for the Miller Creek Sewer District. and this is for the Byard Commons expansion. Engineering Department received a request from George Miles and Buer on behalf of their client, Byard Commons LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Byard Commons for parcel 134-19-22. Proposed site will consist of 3,000-square-foot strip mall on 3 acres within the B2 zoning district. Project will be responsible for $7,700 per EDU based on current rates, and we would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing.
You have a motion?
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Byard Commons expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 134-19.00-22.00 as presented on May 14th, 2024.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The second one is for the West Rehoboth area. This is for Jefferson Lodge number 15. Engineering Department received a request from Baird, Medalis, Brockstead, and Federico on behalf of their client, Jefferson Lodge number 15, Masonic Hall of Lewis, Delaware, in connection with its initiative to relocate to parcel 334-4-28.02 on Sweetbriar Road, just south of Pinetown Road. Project is proposed as the new Masonic Lodge, and the engineering department would like to include the adjacent county-owned parcel of 334-4.00-28.01. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $7,700 per EDU based on current rates, and we would like to request that permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing.
Have a motion. Please read your motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Jefferson Lodge number 15 expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, to include parcels 334-4-28.01 and 28.02 as presented on May 14th, 2024.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Parkinson's Educational and Support Group of Sussex County. They're requesting $2,550 for the Parkinson's Caregivers Wellness Education Series. There is no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I'm sorry, can you tell me again how much they requested?
$2,550, right?
Yes.
$2,550.
I'll offer $1,000 from the 3rd District account.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson. To grant $1,000 from District 3 Council MAC account to the Parkinson's Education and Support Group of Sussex County for their Parkinson's Caregivers Wellness Education Series. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Rehoboth Summer Children's Theaters requesting $1,350 for the outreach tour taking place throughout Rehoboth, Seaford, Greenwood, Millsboro, Frankfort, and other surrounding communities. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,480 from the Countywide Youth Program for their outreach tour for Jack and Beanstalk. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda, and it still qualifies for a children's program because it's throughout the county.
Schaefer.
I'd like to offer $1,350 from the youth.
Countywide youth grant.
Countywide youth
okay.
grant account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. To grant $1,350 to the Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for their outreach tour, Robin Hood, from the Countywide Youth Grant. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
That was easy. Council member comments. Council member comments.
I have a comment.
Mrs. Green.
So last week we had the Law Enforcement Memorial Unity Bike Tour, bike meaning riding bike. They rode through Sussex County. The spokesman to this group is June Rose Fucher. She lives in Mark Schaefer's district, and she represents them well. I was invited to join them at Martinet State Park. And while there, I met a mom, and then there was a young lady and a young guy. And they were in the bike tour, and they had met the mom. This young couple, they're both married but not to each other, and they met at summer camp. And so what part of this tour and raising this money, there is a camp that all survivor families go to in the summer, a whole week. And so this mom had met these other two kids, and they grew up with her kids, and it's just a good way for some of them to get together and reunite. And the mom knew the ages of these children and her children, and they had lost their, both had lost their fathers. And I think it's a great program. I was glad I went.
Good.
It was good.
Very good. Now, in all transparency, did you bike over there or did you ride?
No. No, I drove over
there. You drove over there. I was just checking. I was going to give you an extra medal for that if you did that.
Well, that's why I want to make sure people know. It's not a motorcycle bike. This is a bike bike.
You got to pedal your way there.
Oh, that was, and it was windy that morning. And then when they got there, it had cooled down and they were kind of wet and chilly. So it's not easy.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not.
They had a real nice lunch and it was good.
I'm sure it's not. They do great work. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Entertain motion to go to executive session for land acquisition, personnel, and job applicants qualifications.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All right, we're now in executive session.